We'll stay in Oakland for our next story, which is from season two of our community storytelling project, Hear, Hear.
Hear?
Hear?
Hear.
Okay, together. Okay.
Hear, Hear.
From KALW.
My name is Alyssa Kapnick, and the place I chose was St. John Baptist Missionary Church in West Oakland.
For this new season of Hear, Hear, we've been bringing you stories from places that carry a special meaning for you. Alyssa chose her place because she used to pass the church on her way to the BART station. Since she's from a totally different faith, she's Jewish, she wondered what it would be like to experience religion and God from such a different perspective. Fully aware that she'd be an outsider, she decided to go one recent Sunday, and she was the only white person in the entire congregation, which is African American. She tells us in her own words what it was like to discover this place, the community within it, and get a new understanding of how God can inhabit both.
So at the very beginning, when I got in there, everyone is singing. Some people are standing up, some people are sitting down, and they're waving their arms around, and they're singing, and everybody seems to know all the words to all these songs. And so I awkwardly stand up sometimes and then sit down, and the pastor walks up, and he is dressed nice. He has got really nice suit on. And the pastor kept calling out, "Does anyone in this room have a relationship with Jesus? Does anyone in this room have a relationship with Jesus?" And everybody in the room is raising their hands and calling out, "Yeah, God, I got a relationship with Jesus. I feel Jesus. I got Jesus in my heart." And it's this consensus. Everyone has it. They've all, and it's like, it becomes like a rhythm. Everyone in the room is moving around to this feeling of God, like God is pumping them up, and they are just getting higher and higher and higher. And the pastor keeps asking, "Does anyone in this room have a relationship with Jesus?" And everyone in the room raises their hand, except for me and the 10-year-old boy sitting in the row in front of me. And he keeps repeating the question, and it becomes more and more obvious that the only people in the room that don't have their hands up are me and this little boy. And the little boy, like, really brave. He is clean cut, he is well dressed and brave. He stands up in front of the entire congregation during all of this. And it grows really quiet for the first time in the entire service, really quiet. And he walks up with one of his relatives. And the deacons, who've been waiting for somebody to come and answer this question, sort of envelop him in a circle at the front of the room. And I sort of thought I was off the hook, because this boy didn't have a relationship with Jesus. But the woman sitting next to me said, "Do you have a relationship with Jesus?" And I said, "No, actually." She said, "Oh, well, they're there for you. You should go up there." It's like, no, I'm good, I think, for now. People start holding hands, and the singing has gotten sort of quiet. And the pastor is just sort of like speak singing. And the pastor is talking about pain. He said, I know you're in pain. I know you're feeling this pain. It's hard. And he said, in Oakland, just this year, there have been 126 shootings. And 83% of those shootings have been black-on-black violence. And he looked around the room and he said, "That starts here. We have to do something about that. This is us. This violence is with us. And we have to do something about it." I feel like we have a lot of abstract conversations just living in Oakland and living in the Bay Area and talking about race in these sort of abstract ways, we have all these conversations about the violence and the number of shootings, and it always feels distant. It feels like that's something that's happening, but it never happens to anyone I know. And in fact, I've never heard gunfire. I've never felt afraid for my life, anything like that. Just to think that that's real for these people, and that's what they were there praying about. It felt real in a way. I felt the way that they were talking about God, the way that they were talking about God as this very real entity. It felt like for the first time ever, I felt like I understood God, which disappeared as soon as I left. I don't feel that now, but it felt so clear and it was so powerful in the moment. I couldn't believe how amazing that felt. I've been thinking about this experience every single day since it happened. It was one of the most powerful experiences of my life.